let's say good morning right now to our friends Jack and Ryan. I mean, I say that they're our friends, and they're like, I don't even know y'all, but it's a member of AR. Good morning, guys.
Thank you.
So where does the day find, because we got Jack in one location and we got Ryan in another. And I feel like for the most part, you guys have to deal with the fact that people automatically assume that because you're Adam, you're Jack, you're Ryan, we're brothers. It's in the name of the band. Like, you guys are only allowed to live with each other and be on the same camera at all times, no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. How to answer that, right?
Where does the day find you? That's really what I was getting. I'm saying, look, they're in separate locations.
I understand what you're saying. I'm actually in Ryan and my shared apartment. Ryan is in Brooklyn now with his girlfriend.
Yeah, but to be honest, we do spend about 99% of our time together.
It's constant.
Sure. I don't know if that sounded so exciting. When you said it's constant, it was like, oh, I wish you'd go to your
constant.
It's endless. I don't even know what to do. Appreciate you guys joining us. This is Jack and Ryan from the band AJR. And I mean, the last year of your lives has been an interesting whirlwind in many, many different ways.
Yeah, it's been really cool. Every interview you have an artist with, I'm sure, says this has been a crazy year. So I'll skip over that part. Obviously, the year was crazy, but every single artist had a different year, some really bad, some good. Luckily, we've had actually a really, really cool year and really unexpected. You know, at the beginning of the year, we were supposed to go on two different tours. Both of them obviously got canceled. And we said, okay, let's feel bad for ourselves for like 1 second. We've been doing this for like 15 years. We've learned to adapt to almost anything, so we can do this. And started getting creative. We started writing a lot of music. We put out Bang, and that did extremely well for us. And we had no real expectation of that. It just sort of took off, which is always cool. We did some drive-in shows, and we did a big virtual concert, and we're putting out an album. So it's, things are really moving for us.
Yeah, and AJR is a band that my musical preference is kind of in alt rock and things like that. So I was a fan before we were playing them on K92. I actually, and you can ask the music department this, I was the champion of Bang even in the beginning. I'm like, dude, AJR, Bang, I'm telling you, AJR. But Ryan, was there a moment, I mean, you guys have had other songs, you've had success, you have a loyal following, you've done tours. Was there something about Bang in particular, like, was there a moment where you thought, hang on a minute, this one feels different, like something else is going on here?
Yeah, it's been kind of interesting for us. We have never really had a song that just we put it out and then it goes viral the next day. And I think we're all, as a society, so used to seeing that, like, WAP by Cardi B, it went viral the next day. And that means it's the biggest hit. And honestly, I kind of give this advice to a lot of smaller bands. The goal is not really to go viral, because then you go up and you go down very quick. And honestly, with all of our songs that we've put out, it's been, okay, we put it out, our fans like it, and now our fans are slowly telling their friends about it, and it's just like slowly spreading, and now one radio station at a time is picking it up. Mm-hmm. And honestly, Bang lasted us an entire year, and that's a very long life cycle for a single. And that's a really cool thing for us, that it stayed in the culture for an entire year instead of an entire 2 weeks, you know?
I have a quick question about Bang. This is just for me. It's for nobody else. But the song Bang, the guy that says metronome, that's the guy from the New York City subway, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Whose idea was that to get him on this song, or to get his voice on the song?
It came from, obviously we had written the song and we had that, here we go, and metronome in there. I think it was just me doing it at the time. We said, okay, let's obviously get someone else. And then we went with our dad, who he's, even in speaking, he's tone deaf. So like you couldn't really mimic what we were trying to say. Then we went with our neighbor, and he didn't quite have the right tone.
Right.
And we said, who do we know? Who do we know? And what happened was, we had done a remix on stage years ago of Stand Clear of the Closing Doors, Please, as like a New York homage, yeah, sort of thing. I think he saw the video, this guy, and wrote us an email saying, hey, I love you guys, I'm a big fan. And we said, oh my God, we have like the greatest voice actor ever in our inbox. Let's write to him. And he sent it back the same day. He's the nicest guy in the world. So it was like magic. It just fit in. And now it's like everyone's favorite part of the song.
So what was it like firing your own father from the song first?
We've done it many times and we'll continue to do it many times.
He already knows he's a temp employee at best.
He's like, very temporary. Yes.
Is it true? You go through a lot of people write stuff about you on Wikipedia and things like that. And, if you go to the AJR Wikipedia, it says they got their start because they tweeted out their song to a bunch of celebrities. I mean, did that really happen?
It did. Yeah. We were at a place where we had been trying to be a band for like 8 or 9 years and with no success. And me and Adam, the other brother, were in Columbia together. We were in a class and we just decided, OK, this is kind of our last little effort. Let's tweet to a billion different celebrities the link to our song, our single at the time. And Sia ended up retweeting it and responding. And we met her and she introduced us to all these people in the industry. It was such a weird way to come up like that.
That's amazing. Cause I mean, you would think to yourself, all right, well, this has got to be a joke or something. I mean, there's no way this is actually happening here.
Yeah. I think a big part of us did think it was a joke, but like, honestly, what do we have to lose? So what, we go downtown and it's a homeless guy that's pretending to be Sia, big deal. Exactly. Like worse stuff has happened to us, you know, but it turned out it was actually her.
Yeah. Very cool. So was it strategic? Was it, okay, we're going to aim for some A-list celebrities, but let's throw in some random reality stars that no one's thought about for a while. Maybe they'll pick up on it faster.
That's you, right?
I'm trying to think. I think it was just stream of consciousness. Any celebrity we could think of.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And in 2012 on Twitter, that was more, in my opinion, like the peak of Twitter when you could really engage with celebrities. So that was a perfect time to do it and they would respond to you. So I thought that was like a perfect time to do it.
You're That's totally right. Yeah, I think it would be a lot harder to reach Justin Bieber or Sia now. I think you're
even
totally
Sia,
right.
Even Sia too. It was right before she put out her own kind of new phase of music with a Chandelier. It was like right before that. So I bet if she had put that out and she like really exploded, she probably wouldn't have seen it.
Yeah, it's just it's an awesome story. So we're on with Jack and Ryan from AJR. Y'all got a brand new song. It's called Way Less Sad. Would either of you like to speak to the song? Anything that speaks to you about it?
Yeah, we've been working on this song for a while, technically for like 5 or 6 years. It was a whole mishmash. I'll tell you just the quick story. So we had this sample, this Paul Simon, Simon and Garfunkel sample, and we knew, okay, if we remix that, that sounds like a real gem of a song. We had that. Then we write a lot for other artists. So we were in the middle of writing a song for Kygo, the artist. Mm-hmm. And so we wrote this song over this track that he sent. We sent it back to him. He wasn't a big fan of it, but we said like, oh, you know what? Actually, this is kind of cool. And then a few years later, I guess last year, we were writing a song for Cardi B and we ended up using the Paul Simon track, remember, from 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we ended up giving it to her. Her label was like, oh, this is really cool. We want to give it to this other rapper. And we were like, actually, no, we'll take that back. So we basically took the chorus from Kygo, the track from Cardi B, and AJR-ified it, and it turned into Way Less Sad.
That's awesome. Awesome.
That's awesome.
So you guys are movie fans, right? You're movie guys?
Big, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Will you indulge us and play a game with us for a minute?
Sure.
Okay. So we call it the No Name Movie Game. And what we'll do is we'll each do it. So me, Zach, and Jack will team up. I feel like that makes sense.
Team Ack.
And then Ryan, you'll be teamed up with Antoine. And the way it works is
Ramtwan.
Yeah. All right.
I'm getting a t-shirt right now.
Team Ramtwan.
Like that really flows.
off the tongue.
So what we'll do is we each get 60 seconds and I have a list of movies right here. I got 10 movies. So I'm going to try to get you to guess the movie, but it's no names. So I can't do any actor names, no character names, and nothing from the actual title of the movie. And we'll see if we can get it. Sound good?
Okay, so are me and you going first?
Yes, Team Ack will go first.
Ryan, I have their list as well, just to make sure that Zach doesn't cheat.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Got to make sure we win this.
Yeah, so if he buzzes us, it's because I screwed up and I said part of the name of the movie or whatever.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll do 60 seconds. So it's me and Jack first. It's the no-name movie game, and our time starts now. He's the serial killer guy with the fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Oh, oh my Give me a little more.
They call him the cannibal. His name rhymes with the
cannibal. Silence of the Lambs.
Yes. Okay. It's the same thing over and over and over again. It's February 2nd every single time.
Groundhog Day.
Yes. It's the one where they try to get the Infinity Stones and a bunch of people die and all that stuff.
Oh,
really long.
You know what? I never see those movies.
The kid stuff comes to life when they're not around.
Toy Story.
Yes. Okay. He's really mad because somebody killed his dog, and he goes and kills everybody. Goes nuts. Lots of action. No. Punches people. No.
John Wick.
Yes. How about a dream within a dream within a dream within a dream? Exactly. Yes. Let's see. You're like, want to hang out with me? It's like me and another idiot, and we hang out.
Beavis and Butthead?
Yes. Okay. Not bad.
So you got six.
All right.
You got six.
The Silence of the Lambs, what I haven't seen in a long time.
The Silence of the Lambs is going to show
up. It's obvious. Yeah.
Silence of the Lambs, Groundhog Day, Toy Story, John Wick, Inception, really fast. And that was a great Beavis and Butthead impression.
I do like halfway decent Butthead.
Avengers, right? That's Avengers.
Endgame.
You know what? I actually haven't seen the Avengers movies, so, and I know I'm going to get hate for that, but I haven't seen it.
I am so glad we weren't partners just now.
I'm sorry.
Go to Ryan. Don't listen to Team Ramtoine. Nobody cares about that. Okay, so the number seat is six. It is Antoine and Ryan. No name movie game. Your 60 seconds starts now.
Old school prostitute movie.
Oh my God. Magic Mike or something.
Lady, another word for lady.
Pass.
Las Vegas heist movie. Casinos, Las Vegas.
Ocean's 13.
I'll take it.
We'll take it.
All right. Tiny superhero. Like
Ant-Man.
Yes. Hercules. Comedian, what? Black comedian, does a bunch of different teacher in college. Oh, pass.
Okay. Pass.
Not good, but
pass.
Four women in New York. It was on HBO.
Sex in the City.
Yes. A karate movie without a giant bear. Animated.
Kung Fu Panda.
Yes. Yes. Something on the playground. Kids go on back and forth. But it's people, married couples that like each other.
Pass.
Couples. I'm sorry. You need
that was
six,
my fault.
Six to I tie. Failed. You got five. Team Ack in the house.
I failed. Okay, Pretty Woman.
We are victorious.
The old
school. Wait. Hold on. We have to pause and go to early prostitution movie. Magic Mike.
He felt like he was prostituting himself on stage every night.
Oh my God.
Shannon Tate would be so disappointed.
Yeah. Pretty Woman. You're supposed to say the hooker and the rich guy. Like you said, the hooker and the rich guy. Everybody knows that.
Okay.
All right. So we also missed The Nutty Professor. That was Hercules, Eddie Murphy. When I said the opposite of good, I was trying to get you to say bad, and then I was going to get you to say Bad Moms.
And then
Swingers was the last one.
I think mine were a lot harder than Jack's. Jack's are like classic movies.
The people who lose always say that in this game.
Ryan, just between you and I, Zach made the list for both of us, so I think you're
That explains it.
There you go.
What y'all are talking about. AJR in the house, Jack, Ryan. What can we expect from this year as a parting gift as we head into 2021? Are you planning a tour or anything like that? What are you thinking?
Yeah, well, we're dropping an album at the end of this month now, March 26th. We're putting out OK Orchestra. We worked on it for the last year, and we're extremely proud of it. And then we're touring. I'm guessing it's going to be 2022, but I'm guessing we're going to announce something extremely soon and start, you know, gathering fans for that. So that'll be super fun.
Very nice. Really happy that you guys would take the time to hang out with us. Like I said, I've been a fan for a couple of years, so it's cool to see the evolution of AJR. And you seem like good people, and if you're not, you do a good job of making it seem like you're good people, so that's good.
Just wait till I log off this Zoom.
Oh, it's
Keep the cameras rolling.